Blog Talk Radio. funky time. My apologies for the delay in not so no time at 9 o'clock, but I called in on my new BlackBerry Curve, which you all know a new BlackBerry is hitting the market like right now by T-Mobile. Shout out to T-Mobile. So I'm learning how to properly utilize the BlackBerry because, you know, I usually love to use the MyTouch. And then also it was something going on in the studio. So finally here, live in full effect. I've had an amazing weekend. I'm sure you guys have also. Even those of you that are going through not so good weekends, I'm sure you're making the best of it. I've had a blast of a good time. Today was the Medgar Evers homecoming parade here in Jackson, Mississippi. You know, we're celebrating the Medgar Evers, the death of Medgar Evers. It felt weird to say you're celebrating the death of someone, but the 50-year anniversary to the assassination of Medgar Evers. And there's a lot of events going on. You know, a couple of days ago, they laid the wreath at Arlington Cemetery. And really, the past month, we've been having all types of events in the city of Jackson. I have yet been to an event. You all know Reg Rubnick. When he was in town a couple weeks ago, I missed him when he came by to visit me, but I talked to him. He had told me, "Your old boss is mad at you." I said, "I know why." And he was talking about Charles Evers, my former boss, fellow Republican, but we both love us some Obama. I said, "I know why, because the anniversary is going on, and I have not been to the studio." But you all can, I was once in radio in the 90s, and Mr. Evers, it was always just a kind boss. And he's always just having a blast of a good time. That is how B.B. King and I befriended one another. When I was on air, and really, I could go on and on. I'll tell you that story. I've shared the story before, but we want to talk about what's going on like now and what's going on today. And I'm going to be sharing the schedule with the Medgar Evers event. I'm going to make it to a couple of them next week because there are like events going on every day. And Ms. Merle Evers Williams, Ms. Merle Evers Williams. They'll be going to Alcorn State University, having all type of events. I think Roland Martin is coming to town. I'm not sure if he's coming to Jackson or Alcorn, where Alcorn is, or both. But the past month, all type of things have been going on. I know I was invited to a banquet a few weeks ago, but I didn't get a chance to go. So I believe I'll make it to a couple of events because there's events going on. Like I said, a parade. And it was the Georgetown Festival happening. But what did I do today, what I had told you all yesterday, I spent my day with animals, pooches and kids, and at Great Scott. Great Scott is an upscale clothing store for gentlemen here in Jackson. Really, GQ have put them like top 100 stores for men in the country. So I had an amazing day. I always admired the store and the owner from afar off, but really had never talked to the owner in person or anyone. And I just had a wonderful day today. It was a fundraiser for CARA, which is a no-kill animal shelter. And we just had a blast of a good time. I had taken so many pictures inside of the store and outside of the store. And it was amazing Corvettes at the event. And fun. I volunteered at the bike and children area, and we just had a blast of a good time. And it's just amazing. And just talking to the owner of the store was just a blessing too, because he opened Great Scott like in 85, 86. I was in the class of 85, 86, and I was working in retail, very successful salesperson then, and so. When he opened his store, he was 37. And see, I still have this vision of, like, opening my boutique salon to talk to you guys. And he really inspired me and sparked more inspiration in me. And just talking with him, it seemed like he's more excited now, 27 years later, than he like he first opened the store. And just to talk with, you know, his family and his workers and watching the clients and then just having a blast at this event. It was just amazing. But I have posted some pictures. I will post more pictures and videos also. There's an amazing Jackson Police Department was there, and the Fire Department was there, and it was just an amazing event. I had almost rescheduled this show to later on tonight, but I'm glad I didn't reschedule, but my apologies again for the delay of the show, but really was trying to learn how to really use this BlackBerry, calling in, and then knocking out these kinks that's happening in my studio. But this, that was DJ Swan, internationally known, based in San Antonio. So what's up, San Antonio? Most definitely, what's up, San Antonio? Here's Westport in the Founders. A big shout-out to everyone at Carol, Matthew Holmes, co-chair, Candace and Nathan, Miss Janet, Denise, Karen. Wow, just everybody at Karen, the animals, and those of you who support Carol also, and especially those of you who came out to the event. And if you didn't make it, those of you that was with us in spirit, because it was a very successful event. Right at 2:30, it seemed like it was going to start raining, but thankfully it held off and it did not. So there are some happy adults and kids who purchased bicycles too. So it was a blast of a good time. Again, thank you for tuning in, and a lot of stuff to talk about also. So God bless. Here's L. DeBars Jr. Good thing. Hopefully, hope my studio is acting right and I'll let it play. I know, Murphy's Law. What can happen will almost happen, most definitely. But like a person that was special to me, who's no longer with us, would always tell me and people that he advised, never let them see you sweat. So you don't be hearing me freaking out. But I wish, the song would begin playing, because I know some of you, especially my international listeners, are like, hey, when's the show going to start? And I appreciate local listeners and international listeners for your unconditional love and your support, because you definitely rock. And remember, you can just click on the link on my profile page to like my Facebook page, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Just click on the link. You don't have to search or anything, and it'll take you directly to the page, and you will be able to like the page. Working on getting to that 100. And shout out to Party Man Perry Gordon in the UK, because they have like a purple party. I'm telling you, to the purple pig, we celebrate Prince's birthday like it's a holiday. He might be Jehovah's Witness, and shout out to all my friends who are Jehovah's Witnesses, because I have a lot of friends who are Jehovah's Witnesses, but we definitely celebrate his birthday like it's nobody's business. And so worldwide, we have been loving the fact that it's Prince's birthday weekend. And if you are celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you. Have fun, fun, fun. Okay, I'm getting it back up. I see what happened. There's something going on with my internet connection. So after this temporary technical difficulty is rectified, then we'll get the party back started. Thank you too to those of you that are following me at Tumblr at cultureshockinc.tumblr.com. KULTRESHOKENT BETH.tumblr.com. You all know tumblr.com. And also follow me on Twitter at Beth Williams, BETHWMS, plus Culture Shot, which is the link you get when you visit my profile at Culture Shot, KULTURESHOKENT. And those of you that want to sing and know everything, Mark, at my Mark Twitter handle, Beth, BETHMARKGRL. So big shout out to you NBA fans, fellow fans, sports fans, because we're wondering what's going on, huh? The big night is tomorrow night, game two. Let's see what happens in Miami. Big shout out to all my friends in Miami. And, I have, you know, I love both teams, so, you know, shout out to both teams. But, you know, I still have my prediction. So, Miami, you need to be more of a team because San Antonio is definitely a team. They're always a team, utilizing all the players. So that's my recommendation, you know. Just, you know, be more of a team.
Thank you. My name is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Oh, man. Wow. Here's Rihanna.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ran into a Rocco in my restroom. Sing a slack actress in my bedroom. Got a half a ticket for a walkthrough. Everything I do is big. We all talk big money. I talk big homes. I sell out arenas. I call like getting dome. $1 million voice came through the phone. We heading to the top. If you come and come on. I'm flying out the pizza just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach. Left love speeches. They say the money talk. Tell these other boys keep up. What's up? Do when I got you. Tell me how to love you. Tell me how to hold you.
Yeah, talk to me, yeah. Wow, we have some sad news today in Jackson, Mississippi. A pregnant 17-year-old was murdered, shot in the back of her head. I did not know the entire story yet, but it was like breaking news this evening when I walked in from the event I volunteered at. And so that was just such sad news. And then a friend of mine, Senator John Warren, was robbed in his own driveway. And so he had a press conference today in front of the state capitol. I mean, you know, something, this crime is just so sad. This crime, just, you know, in our own local communities and nationally and worldwide, I mean, it's just, you know, sad. We just have to keep praying, keeping each other in each other's prayers. But that's the sad news regarding that pregnant teen shot in the back of her head. So sad. Here's my friend Morris Mills. To be loved. What's up, Morris? On the news that the 17-year-old was 7 months pregnant. I haven't heard a thing about her, if her baby survived or not. And then Senator John Horn, I mean, oh my God, you robbed a senator in his driveway. All of us are important, but a senator in his driveway, he did not waste any time having a press conference earlier in the day, and wow. And I know that they hadn't caught the guy yet, but I know that he, more than likely, 99% of the time, he will be caught. Man, I'm glad the senator was not hurt. And robbers, you know, all of us are important. No one's no better than no one. But robbing a senator, a person who creates, who is a part of lawmaking process, in your state, oh my God, this is serious business.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
All over Facebook and the internet has been a story about this guy named Orlando Shaw, Nashville father of 22 children by 14 women, sued for unpaid child support. And this guy is only 33 with 22 children. That is amazing. I am in loss of words. I'm like, what? Oh, my goodness. I'm speechless. I've seen pictures of Eva Longoria out with a rumored boyfriend. Have you all heard about that? Here's 16 Woody. Gone, baby, gone.
Seven, three. spin. Stop diamonds bright, my challenge it. Who the fuck you think you challenge it? I'm for a season, she would rather sit. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. I'm about to bitch first and bag it in. Ha, I tell the truth. I'm bad as fuck and I'm hella cute. You never seen a shit like Trina, bitch. Got swag you can fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefits. You gotta rob something, I'm gonna flip a brick. I'm going harder. 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partner, we ballin', bitch. We the bucks fly. Where the money, nigga, bring the cars out. Say my name, you gon' bring the cars out. Trina, my clothes is me. Shining like beans.
I shine like
breaking niggas, I ain't with that cake, nigga. How much check you making, nigga? Is you a Miami Heat or Thunder, nigga? Tell the bitch to stop hating, nigga. It's a bad bitch, what's taking, nigga? Yeah, I'm from the bottom, bitch. Some cover girl, model shit. I love my girl, we are the shit. I take what you make that dollar with. Yeah, hating hoes, nigga, call it quick. The bag is back and I'm calling shit. Here we go again, Cali shit. All we do is win. Thirsty men wanna be my friend. Nigga wanna cop me a bitch. I'm good, I got a few of those. Finna cop the rolls, I'm good with those. Tree nuggets, so it's me. Shine in like beans.
I shine like beans.
Beans, 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 beans. Messing with these hoes. If you look out for one, you got to look out for all. Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing, I show up and show out. Can see that hoes who act cute get broke down. Suck the dick to them side. And look me in my eyes, gotta make the head fly. I go live, MDMA. A few times I was just hit the face. I'm racked up, and plus my hoes got the cash up. I don't fuck with hoes with no benefits. You better hit them stores and start stripping, bitch. Trina got shown for the red bottles. Bitch, eat my baby mama, I'm going harder. And my bitch on Molly, smoking ganja. We ride around bumping the oldest Carter. I taught her how to shoot and load a chopper. I'm about to teach her how to mix the coke with water. And if she can't, I'ma get a hold that smarter. Big and Bird, you see the piece. Them VVS are shining like beans.
Dropping like now and soon. So holler at her on Facebook. I hope to hear from her real soon and to receive some of her new music. And hopefully we'll have her on a guest also in the near future. Big shout out to D. Anthony Brown. Again, I became friends like in 98. But big shout out to D. Anthony Brown. I think he retweeted one of my tweets that I had posted of his J-Spot Comedy Club, the Stiletto Struck at the J-Spot Comedy Club. Big shout out to he and everyone who have a lot of fun at the J-Spot Comedy Club. Follow J-Spot Comedy Club and be sure to follow the TJM Show, Time Journal Morning Show. It's TJM Show. Okay, big shout out to J. Anthony Brown. Yes, and Tom Journal and Sybil Wilson, Roland Martin and everybody. And don't let me get started. Then I'm shouting out Ryan Seacrest, on air with Ryan Seacrest, LNK, and all his entire crew. Then I'm shouting out Kiss 102.7. But big shout out also to Power 105 in New York, because a lot of listeners that listen to this internet show tell me that they hear about the show via Power 105 in New York. So a big shout out and thank you so much. It takes all of us to effectively network with one another. Here's True God, whom I'm sure we will be getting a visit from in the near future. Everything Changes. This is Stephen Joseph.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronic to chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces the rest of you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. Of my environment, workers seeking retirement, no social security, open up the conspiracy, hold up now, are you hearing me, running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters, just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist, I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given, punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist, if you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit, but I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral, pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it in meme, then align with the stars and the numerals, who are you, would you stand, with refugees in Sudan, or walk the streets of Japan, with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Big shout out to Amy Jo Behrman, casting director. She is so awesome. She helped us actors and those of us in the film industry, and she's always providing tips on acting and auditioning. And this is she has like a new her website has changed a little, and it says helping actors book more jobs and live the red carpet life. And I just got an email from her, and she said that she was interviewed this morning right here on Blog Talk Radio by the Red Psych Movie Beat show this morning. So you all check out that show. Check out Amy Jo Behrman, especially those of you in the business of acting and directing and producing, but especially those of you acting, because she teaches us how to audition like a rock star. So check out Amy Jo Behrman. Most definitely, .com, and to learn more, okay? And you can like her on Facebook and follow her on Twitter, and especially check out her YouTube channel because she has amazing videos, and I post her videos on my social networking sites also on my Tumblr pages and my Facebook pages and all of that. I do share the videos. So check out Amy Jo Berman. And I like her new website, GetUp, her initials, and I just like the logo and everything. You know, she worked with HBO for like 14, 15 years, and she's been helping a lot of us actors on how to really do things the right way, you know, how to get that gig. So check her out. Check out her interview this morning. Hopefully she will be a guest, too, in the near future. I need to invite her. Like, hey, you're talking to everybody on Blog Talk Radio. You need to talk to me, too, one of your students. But big shout-out to her, to Amy Jo Berman. She's amazing. And those of you that know, right? But those of you that want to know, check her out. I'm serious. Check her out. This has been fun. And it seems like I should be talking about something else. I watched a little bit of car racing tonight also, but I was preparing for the show when the winner was announced. My back was turned and the TV was down and all of that. So, you know, I had to get on air so I can rock with you all. So what are you doing? Live streaming is still happening. You can call if you want to. 714-409-0614. I had pitched to go in the chat room. I think I need to open my larger chat room and then I can enter because there are always listeners in the chat room having a really fun time. So, again, thank you again for supporting the show and sending your music. I'm only me, so I have a lot of music that I need to add because I know some of you are probably saying, when are you going to add the music? I am adding music and adding music, and I'm getting a lot of music, and I discover new music, and I have to get the okay, too, before I add music, too. So I have to make sure that, you know, I'm doing things the right and professional way of doing things also. But you all keep me filled with music. Never lack of music, but I need to get the music onto the playlist. And so I thank you so much. And those of you that are interested in being guests in the near future, do not hesitate to let me know. I do invite people, but then also if you are really interested in being a guest co-host or being a guest, don't hesitate to let me know. You know you can holler at me. Here's high fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. I got
my
your number,
up.
I got
it's
you fucked
first.
Up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the
four
close up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy's full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money, and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guest list extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for folk play, photo count blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up, sex, money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion. Money and ladies, Seawolf high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, Seawolf high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, Seawolf high fashion. Swag is amazing, Seawolf high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. We're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
High fashion, SeaWorld high fashion, most definitely. Love it, love it, love it. I have probably about 50 of his songs. I'm not kidding you. Really, it's more. I'm just saying 50. he has some awesome music. Awesome music. I'm not joking you. I am not joking you. We're still celebrating Prince's birthday, too. Man, and I'm looking at news. The word is that the 17-year-old boyfriend has been charged regarding that 17-year-old pregnant teen that was shot. At first, they said it was an accidental student. And, I mean, that she accidentally shot herself in the back of her head with a rifle. How can you accidentally shoot yourself in the back of her head with a rifle? But the word is that, I've been watching the news. I didn't say it on the news, but word is on the Internet and on Facebook that her boyfriend has been charged. He's the one that told law enforcement allegedly that she was playing with a rifle and was accidentally shot. So, now, it had been reported that someone's been questioned and that someone had been taken to headquarters. So, where it is that the 17-year-old that has been shot in the back of the head, pregnant, 7 months pregnant. I wonder if her baby survived. I haven't heard anything about the baby. 7 months pregnant. Her boyfriend has been charged with her murder.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Stop.
And Daydreamer, Okereke, remember him? I heard from him today. So good to hear from him. Definitely will ask him when he would like to return. It's been a year and a half, so we definitely need to be given the 411 of what Okereke has been doing. He's based in Savannah, Georgia, and his music is so positive and so inspirational. I just love it. So can't wait to talk to him. It was great hearing from him. If you're listening, Okereke, I send much love to you and yours. So thank you for following up and reaching out to me today. It's been amazing.
Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? As I sit and reflect, as I sit and ponder, mankind, and I wonder. Destruction and greed, the world filled with many needs. Some say they lead, some say they follow. Some lies can be shallow, dug out like whittling wood, empty and hollow. Oh mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? In the life of the fast pace, we all are slowing. This human race, forgetting the small things, the lovely things, the things that are the true essence of life. Why the strife? Why the mayhem? The unnecessary hunger, the wanting, the yearning. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Turning pages in our learning. Mankind, can you feel the heat of the fire burning? Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. We have peace. We love peace, but we fight. We love peace, but we bomb. With words of hate fill the night. Is this our way? Is this the way? Actions, they say, speak louder than words. Words, but things in action. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? Either we add or we get caught in the distractions, subtractions of life. Life has many moments, many levels and fractions. Every minute detail, a piece, a puzzle piece that has a place. Mankind, do you see the similarities? Then why cause so much calamities? Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Mankind, what are we knowing? What is the aim? What is the goal we are reaching for? To have more, 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 and more? Then when one is gone and things are left behind, as I said, things are left behind. All we take is our deeds, the proper to the improper. Who influenced you and who did you influence? Questions to be asked. The other side, the true soul ride. Mankind, where are we headed? Where are we going? Tell me, mankind, what are we knowing? What are we knowing?
Mankind, I love that. That's Dread Days. So beautiful.
Staring at each other.
Oh, yeah, do me, baby. It's a purple weekend. Shout out again to Perry Gorton and everyone having a blessed of good time in the UK. And also Dave Paul, who's having a blessed of good time, one of the best DJs in the country, having a fun time at the Beauty Bar in Chicago. And Beauty Bar Chicago, there's the MJ and Prince party happening. You know, he's doing his thing. He needs to bring those Prince parties and Michael Jackson parties down south. He's doing his thing in San Francisco and the West Coast and in Chicago tonight. Bring those Prince and MJ parties down south, my friend. Man, I know that's my special song by Elder Bar Sr. I just had to play it. I can't resist it. Really, I can't. And you all, just like I can't resist Dread Days. And I mean, wow. And I need, you know who we need to talk with too in the near future? Sheila Ramsey and Denise Lewis. Amazing talents, right? I know. Here's David J. Polo.
Check it. David J. Stop the beat for me. Yeah. watch on, polo shirt on, polo shoes on, polo socks on, steady getting gone, girl on the phone, about to take it home, ching ching chong, gentleman status with a golf attitude, polo's always on the top, better check the altitude, use the fool if you ain't rocking polo, better get your closet fixed, polo Ralph Lauren pop collar with some khaki dicks, steady getting chicks cause they love the way my hair looks, yeah. Steady killing tracks, gotta add me to the legend book, took them to the mall, ballin' status, walking up the darkest lights, and the first that your boy gets hotter,
status on 100, cause I'm killing my polo, gentleman swag and a girl wanna duo, I only go solo, walking no scooter, they bitch say all day, boy call me Mr. Polo, status on 100 cause I'm killing my polo, gentleman swag and a girl wanna duo, I only go solo, walking no scooter, they bitch say all day, boy call me Mr. Polo.
Looking good, feeling good, smelling good. Got the polo cologne that made the girls crave my wood. Token on the swisher with a Zippo lighter. A little sloppy now when the polo come on flyer. Skateboard contradiction. You think you're hot, boy, 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 that's fiction. Grown man-ish, got your girl in the pit. With my man on the horse, performing a few tricks. Take a pick. Your boy's on the scene. Steady getting cream. Check the polo, doing my thing. It's in the time, suckers. David J coming through, better take cover.
Status on 100, cause I'm killing my polo. Gentleman swag and a girl wanna duo. I only go solo. Walking no scooter, David J all day. Boy, call me Mr. Polo. Status on 100, cause I'm killing my polo. Gentleman swag and a girl wanna duo. I only go solo. Walking no scooter, David J all day. Boy, call me Mr. Polo. Status on 100, cause I'm killing my polo.
That was David J. Polo. You all familiar with his song School, but we're out of school now. But I still play the song. But David J., he's an amazing talent. 17, almost 18 now, but amazing, amazing talent. You can check out more of his music at ReverbNation.com. And I'm like playing music and hoping you guys are enjoying things and looking at news, and it's so much to talk about. But I know sometimes you don't want to hear all that talk. I've talked enough regarding some news stories. So.
Ain't nobody fucking with my clique. life is a Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in Paris, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Cece lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. You aren't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. See those swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just want to design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israel. Young like Bob Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Vizalia. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Fucking with my clique.
Kanye West, Daisy Click, of course, The Wicked, the rework. Kanye West, wow.
Man, drop that shit for these fuck niggas.
Yeah.
Man, drop that shit. Drop this shit.
Oh,
been amazing. I'm going to check out the Judge Neil show too later on when it airs. And I'm assuming Dollhouse Radio is on. Do my best to catch Dollhouse Radio. Haven't listened to one of my favorite BTR shows, Miss Dollhouse Radio, in ages, so definitely need to check it out. Wow. It's been a lot of news, sports news. I had posted a story earlier. It's a gossip story, but, you know, after entertainment news story, that Elin, it states that Elin, Tiger Woods' ex, doesn't like his current girlfriend. I know.
I can't eat and sleep
of the day, I asked my mother how much does it look like I weigh. She said 145. I didn't know what her guesstimation is lower than my guesstimation. But my goal is 130, so I'm thinking maybe I should change my goal to 120 or 125. So my age and my height, 130 is like a good weight. But before I ballooned, I always maintained 106 or 115 weight. And unbelievably, I ballooned because I used to think 125 was fat. But now my goal is 130. And I know I could just get on the scale, but my scales, I bought a new battery for my scale a few weeks ago, and then my scale's not working, so I need to purchase a new scale. But my mother said I appear to be, I'm 5'30", so I still don't have some transforming to do, but I'm feeling good, and I'm liking what I'm seeing in the mirror. I am glad that my tummy is now flattening. Some of you know that I was diagnosed a couple of years ago with uterine fibroid tumors, and some of you know that millions of women have them, benign and a cyst. But when most women have those, they have like extra like ab fat. It's important to have an extremely healthy diet and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Some women have to have myomectomies and hysterectomies. I was told, I had thought about and had decided to have a myomectomy, but I've been going a holistic route. So thank you to those of you that have been praying for my healing. And I have been praying for the healing and ingesting natural products like Fibervan and just taking my vitamins and changing my diet. And, you know, I walk a lot and I do exercise a lot and I do yard work. And I do go to the gym occasionally. I need to get more consistent with going to the gym here in Jackson. I know when I get to Dallas, I have like personal trainer and friends galore in Dallas that will make sure that I'm at Zumba and boot camp and everywhere else at least 3 times a week. So, but I'm doing my best of exercising and eating right. And my concerns are maintaining a good level of blood, you know, a good, keep my blood pressure down at a normal blood pressure. And to, I know, we used to talk about this kind of stuff on Monday, Motivating Monday, and to have a normal heart rate. You know, when I was too thin, I used to be concerned about my heart. And then when I ballooned up, I was like, oh, my God, I have too much weight. My poor little heart is like a little tugboat trying to pull all of this weight. And so just working hard on deflating. And it's happening now, and that's a good thing. And I thank you for your support. And, you know, we have this support system that is, like, really, really, really cool, you know. And my mother and my attorney, crazy friend, Jay Lucas, to be honest, their tough love way of talking about using the word bad and fat people really kept me on the right track, too. There's been those that are very encouraging with loving words and motivation, but then also, like, okay, oh, my God. I guess the fear of Jay talking about me, cause talking about me being fat, because he loves to make fun of fat people. I know that's not nice. But he's a comedian also. I started being an attorney. And Mom, she would not hesitate to call me fat. So that was very encouraging to hear her guesstimation of saying I appear to be 145. I might not be 145 because my guesstimation is higher than that, but that was very encouraging to hear that. And because I have, and I can be around, when I start like incorporating scripture and praying on the word gluttony, that's when things started to move. That's when the pounds started to drop. That's when my ballooned body started to deflate. When I started looking at the at it in a more spiritual, more prayerful way, you know, we abstain from sex, we abstain from a lot of things, but gluttony is not right either. To overeat is not a good thing when it is unhealthy. You know, when it's unhealthy for you. And there are some of us that look like a picture of health and it's unhealthy. But that's why it's important for all of us to always focus on living healthier lives and also, therefore, becoming happier individuals and just happy people in general. So thank you for tuning in for tonight's show, and the next live broadcast will be on Monday, and the topic will be spring cleaning 101. Last Monday we talked about spring cleaning, and I'm going to go more in detail of the care event, and you know, I began profiling businesses and entrepreneurs and business professionals. So on Monday I'm going to continue. I'm going to profile Great Scott, the upscale clothing store that we're the Carol fundraising event was held at, putting on the dog today. So I'm going to share more of a profile of Great Scott and the historical, you know, the history of Great Scott with you. And Mr. C. Scott today, as I was studying and reading and looking at displays and reading RO articles and everything that's displayed on the wall, he approached me and we had a very nice conversation. And he even shared exclusive news with me. In a couple months, they will be opening a barbershop within Great Scott. That is so awesome. Because, you all know, I have a vision of my own boutique salon, just lounging, my PJ and a loungewear line. And that's one reason why I'm way overdue to get my esthetician license. But to focus on not only the clothing, but also the importance of skincare. But back to Great Scott. Great Scott will be opening a barbershop within the store next to the PJs and the loungewear department. I think it's going to be so awesome. And he showed me his plans and his layouts, and it's just going to be an amazing thing. Clients, regular clients and new clients, you guys, and ladies that shop for the men you love, you're going to be, like, super impressed when this barbershop opens in a couple months within the store of Great Scott. I mean, he just blew me away because I'm like, yes. And I'm like, you know this better than me. I mean, you know, guys really care about that. So that's good to have that barbershop within the store, and then clients will be bringing their kids in also. I think that is just amazing, you know, really. And I shared with him my vision, too, because he was 37, so I'm just 44. You know, sometimes in the back of my head, you know, something will say, like, yeah, you had a childhood dream of opening your own boutique salon, but you're 44 now. Look what you've been through. You know, sometimes we hear that devil on our shoulder telling us stuff, and it is so encouraging to be reading that, and I knew this, but actually just feeling it and saying it, and then I'm like, well, 44 is not much older than 37, and come on, most a couple months we turn 45, but it seems like daily I see my vision of my boutique salon being open, and so it was just amazing, encouraging to talk with him, because I have admired the business afar off for years, and so it's just amazing, and just to feel his happiness and the family's happiness and the people that work there and the clients and just all of us with Carol, they were just super excited with the vibe of the store, and the merchandise is so amazing, high-end, merchandise and just amazing, from personal furnishings to the best suits, sportswear, PJs, loungewear, and now a barbershop. That's just amazing. I think that is like really, really cool. And that was some really great news, and I was so honored for him to share exclusive news like that with me. And the decor, he shared a lot with me regarding the decor of the store, the history of the decor within the store. And I'm like, wow. But it's the presence of the store is amazing. And once he shared with me the history of the decor, some of the decor in the store, I understood that presence within the store. Just amazing. I'm serious. So I'm going to profile Great Scott on Monday. We're talking about spring cleaning 101 and other topics also. You know, we have a new mayor-elect, Chokwe Lumumba. And on July 1st, he will be sworn in. So it's just amazing. And, you know, a big shout-out to my attorney friend, Jay Lucas, because I've been chatting with him and his friends earlier, because he is really funny. And his friends, you know, we're like, you need to get on stage. You need to seriously go after being a comedian, you know, on stage, and also, showcasing his talent on through our other outlets also in the proper way, because he is hilarious. His comedy can get people, rub some people the wrong way, like many other comedians like Cat Williams and, you know, the Martin Lawrences, and even, you know, hey, Eddie Murphy, one of our faves, who I love to see return to the stage. They're all comedians too. I love Dennis Miller, and I love listening to his talk show. And so he's just amazing, you know. But here's Andre Simone. Well, maybe not Andre Simone. I might be concluding the show. Because I have been broadcasting from my new BlackBerry and... Whoa, on air. I believe I will conclude the show because I do not want to abruptly get turned off. So I thank you for tuning in. The next live broadcast will be on Monday morning at 5:30 a.m. And again, thank you for your support. A shout out to Blog Talk Radio, to Nicholas Snow, who trained me a couple weeks ago here at blogtalkradio.com. And I'm still studying and digesting that information. And big shout out to those of you that are will be advertising real soon. Remember, send me your PSAs also. You can send it to my email address that is located on my profile account, where my social media information is also located. But again, thank you, and God bless. You can listen to Weekend Edition, Saturday Night Edition, Cut the Shock Entertainment Point. I am Bethany Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and God bless. Thank you.
I would.